Well, good afternoon.
下午好.
Happy Father's Day.
对父亲节快乐.
I know some of you may your children may take you out for Father's Day dinner tonight.
大家有没有要去吃父亲节晚餐的?
I was thinking about Father's Day, and I thought, you know, what does the Lord want me to talk about this Sunday?
在父亲节呢，神想让我讲什么样的课题呢?
There's so much to talk about when it comes to fatherhood.
讲到为人父，有很多东西要谈.
And many of you have been fathers longer than I have been a father.
很多人当父亲都当了很多年了，比我经验丰富.
So this was my prayer. I said, Lord, what lesson have you taught me about fatherhood this year?
所以我的祷告就是，主啊，关于为人父，你有什么对我说的呢？
You know, every year I learn something new.
每一年我都有新的知识可以学习.
Now this year my son is turning 10 years old.
今年我的儿子就10岁了.
And so we allow him to have more independence.
所以我们就可以让他更加独立.
So he's allowed to go and get mail for us.
他就可以，我们就允许他可以让我们去拿信.
I remember the first time he went, I was nervous.
第一次他去拿信的时候，我特别紧张.
I thought, what if he doesn't make it back?
我就想说，万一他找不到回家的路怎么办？
What if he gets hit by a car?
万一他被车撞了怎么办？
And I remember the Lord spoke to me that day.
但是我记得主那天跟我说。
And he gave me this one idea in my mind.
他也给我一个想法。
And the idea is this. He said, prepare your child for the way. Don't protect them from it.
神就跟我说，预备你们的孩子走他自己的道路，而不要一路的保护他们。
It's more important to prepare your child for what's to come than simply to protect them from it.
最重要的是我们要预备自己的孩子，而不是只是保护。
Now, if you look at a passage like Ephesians chapter 6, we know this passage.
我们知道以弗所书第6章讲到为人父母怎么样。
It gives you two instructions.
给了我们两条教导。
It says, number one, we have to build up our children by training them.
第一个就是我们需要训练我们的孩子。
And he says, and Paul says, we have to also instruct them.
同时我们也要教导他们。
Now, training is disciplining your child. It's correcting them.
培训就是说我们要管教，要纠正我们的孩子。
And instruction is counseling them, encouraging them, protecting them.
教导呢，就是说我们要辅导我们的孩子，鼓励他们，并且保护他们。
The Bible says you have to do both. Balance.
圣经说我们要两者都要做，而且要达到一种平衡。
If you over-discipline your child,
如果我们过度管教孩子的话呢？
They feel that you're And if you're too strict and you're too rigid and there's not much encouragement, it comes out as harshness.
如果我们过度的苛刻的话呢，就感觉不近人情了。
Some of you were raised in a harsh environment.
我们有些人成长的环境是一个非常严厉的家庭。
But if you under-discipline your kid,
但是我们如果管教太松的话,
and you affirm them and you protect them, but you don't challenge them,
你一直保护他们，但是不给他们一些挑战,
there's not much expectation for them,
而且没给他们设什么希望的话,
it's indulgence.
那就是溺爱了。
And so some of us have been self-absorbed because we've been indulged.
很多我们当中的很多人可能都是有一种溺爱的。
Now this doesn't change, you know, we are to train and instruct our children in the ways of the Lord.
我们要在主里面培训教导自己的孩子。
Now your children may be old now.
现在你们的孩子可能都已经大了。
But this lesson applies to whether you have children or grandchildren or spiritual children.
但是我们这一条准则呢，还是可以用在你们自己的孩子身上、孙辈身上，还有一些属灵的孩子身上。
Now that doesn't change, but what does change is the culture around us.
这一条它不变，但是我们周围的文化是一直在变化的。
And let me give you two cultural forces at work.
那现在我们社会有两种文化趋势。
One is a priority, the other is a philosophy.
第一就是首要的是，第二就是人生哲学。
Now the priority is this, that everyone in our society teaches us that children are to be prioritized and protected above all things.
首要的是就是我们所有人都对其他人讲说孩子的一切比其他任何事都更重要。
How a child feels is the most important thing.
你们小孩是怎么想的，这才是家里最重要的事情。
You see, when I was growing up, and if you were in my generation or older, our parents were stricter and more rigid in many ways.
我们这一代人或者更上一代人的家庭的教育都是非常的严厉的，比较苛刻。
In many ways, it was never really about how I felt.
我通常都，他们不在乎我是怎么样感觉的。
But today, a generation is being raised that is being over-connected and over-protected.
但是现在的孩子们这一代人他们都被过度的保护了。
We're beginning to see the long-term effects of children raised this way as they begin their adulthood.
我们要看到在孩子成年之后呢这种影响是非常深远的。
So you have a priority that, the culture is telling you. You also have philosophy.
所以这是首要的事。那另外一个呢，就是人生哲学。
Now the philosophy that's being taught is that everyone in our society is telling us that is that suffering should be avoided at all costs.
这就告诉我们说，我们要不惜一切代价的去避免苦难。
There's this thinking that if I'm gonna have a good life, I will not have suffering in it.
这意思就是说，如果我的生活还不错的话，那就说明我的生活里面没有苦难。
Let me read a quote from Dr. Tim Keller for you.
美国的一位纽约的牧师 Tim Keller 这样说
He says most cultures unlike our own expect suffering as inevitable and see it as a means of strengthening and enriching us
他说和我们自己不同大多数的文化呢都认为痛苦是不可避免的认为苦难可以让我们变得更强大生命更丰富
But he says our secular culture on the other hand is perhaps the worst in historyat helping its members face suffering.
但是在另外一方面我们世俗的文化呢可能无法帮助我们去面临一些苦难。
Every other culture says the meaning of life is something beyond this life, beyond this world.
其他的文化都说生命的意义其实超越了这个世界和此生的。
But in secular culture, the meaning of life is to be free to choose what makes you happy in this life only.
但是在世俗的文化当中呢，生命意义就是让我们可以自由选择，选择那些让我们在此生当中可以感到幸福的事情。
Now, if you think about these two forces,
我们想到这两个文化趋势啊。
What kind of children, what kind of generation is being raised today?
那我们是在培养什么一代的这种孩子呢
？A generation that believes that I am number one.
这一代孩子觉得我应该是世界的中心。
And I do not want to, and I will not suffer.
如果我不想的话呢，我就不应该受苦。
In many ways, we're raising a generation that is overprotected and overcomfortable.
所以我们现在培养的孩子呢，可能都是过于保护，让他们感觉到特别舒服。
You know, this generation is the most overconnected generation ever.
现在这一代孩子是被过度保护的一代孩子。
They have access to every kind of information.
他们有各种各样的信息。
They have so many social media friends.
他们有很多社交媒体上面的朋友。
Yet, many people have said,And I've seen this too, which is this generation is more lost than ever.
很多人都说我自己也这样感觉，就是这一代的孩子比我其他一代都要迷失。
And it's more lonely than ever.
而且也更孤独。
You know, compare this with what the Bible tells us.
那我们跟圣经的话比较一下。
Now the Bible says, God loves you.
圣经说神爱你们。
You are valuable to God.
你们在他眼里非常有价值。
Number two, the Bible says God does not will suffering on people.
同时，神也不喜欢受苦。
He created a world without suffering.
他不想让我们受苦。
But here's the important part. He will use suffering. He will use difficulty. He'll even use pain to mature his children.
但是比较重要的是，他会用痛苦、困难和苦难让我们变得更加成熟。
Because to God, our character is more important than our comfort.
因为对于上帝来讲说，我们的品质比舒适更重要。
Your child's holiness is more important than simply their happiness.
你孩子的圣洁比他的快乐更重要。
Our eternity in the next life is more important than simply our existence today.
我们的永生比在这个世界上面的存在更重要。
See, we need to prepare our children for the path ahead.
所以我们需要预备我们孩子面前的道路。
And if you look at this passage in Matthew 14, it gives you, we'll learn a few lessons about this.
我们看一下马太福音十四章。
Now you know this passage.
大家都比较熟悉。
It's a simple story of Jesus walking on water.
特别简单，就是耶稣在水上行。
You say, what does this passage have to do with parenting?
那这个跟为人父母有什么关联呢
？I think it has a lot to do with parenting.
我觉得特别有关系。
In fact, Jesus taught and modeled, a good life to his disciples.
我觉得耶稣呢是在给我们做一个非常好的榜样。
Now you read this passage, let's see what it says. It says, when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place.
然后耶稣呢就听到了这个消息之后，他就马上去了一个山上。
So、John the Baptist was just murdered.
因为那个施洗约翰当时被杀了。
And so Jesus withdraws himself to a solitary place.
所以耶稣退居到旷野里面。
Now it says immediately Jesus made his disciples get into a boat and go ahead of him to the other side.
然后耶稣呢随即就催他的门徒上船渡到那边去。
Now notice that word, it says made.
他说催他的门徒。
Jesus commanded.
他命令他门徒上船。
And then it says once they went onto the boat, Jesus went to a mountaintop to pray.
然后他的门徒上船之后呢他门徒上船之后他就上山去祷告了。
You have to ask the question, why did Jesus do that?
为什么耶稣要这样做呢？
If you knew a storm was coming, would you send your children out on a boat and leave them?
如果你知道风暴要来的话，你会把你的孩子送到船上去吗？
I think Jesus is trying to teach us something.
耶稣在这里面要教我们一些东西。
And there are three lessons I want to share with you this afternoon.
那今天呢，就跟大家分享三点。
The first thing we need to learn is this. We need to prepare our children.
第一就是要预备他们。
You say prepare them for what?
预备什么呢？
Prepare them for this reality that God often sends a storm into your child's life to teach them something.
就是神时常容许人生风浪进入到孩子的生命当中，目的就是要教导他们。
Now I use the word often because sometimes you have to ask a question: Should I blame myself?
我说神时常是因为有些时候我们确实犯一些错误的时候要怪自己。
Sometimes we can't blame God for what happens.
我们不能怪上帝。
If I cheat and lie and steal and I get caught, can I really blame God for that?
如果我偷啊、撒谎啊什么之类的，我能怪上帝吗？
When our children don't save their money and spend all their money and they're in a mess, can they really blame God?
如果我不擅长理财存钱的话，然后变得很穷，那我能怪上帝吗？
Sometimes we should be angry at ourselves.
所以我们应该责备的是自己。
But there are times when God will bring the storm.
但是神有时候还是会容许人生风浪进入我们生活。
In the Bible, there was times when God gave people explicit judgment.
在圣经里面呢，神有时候会给一些明确的审判。
When Adam and Eve sinned against God, God expelled them from the garden.
比如说亚当夏娃他们犯罪的时候，神就把他们驱逐出了伊甸园。
When David committed adultery and then he committed murder, God intervened.
然后，如果大当大卫他犯奸淫，然后杀人的时候，神也给了他审判。
Now sometimes we don't know the reason why God does what He does.
但是有些时候我们不知道神为什么这样做。
The story of Job is a good example.
比如说约伯的故事。
It seems random. It seems unfair.
看上去好像不公平，而且非常的随机。
Now you may not figure out exactly why something is happening.
所以我们有时候真的不知道为什么一个遭遇发生了。
But know this, God will always send a storm to teach you something.
所以，但是我们要知道，神还是会让风浪进入我们当中，让我们学习。
And to mold us into someone.
并且把我们塑造。
Now, in the New Testament, there's a term for this. It's called sanctification.
在新约里面有一个名词，就是分别为圣。
It means to separate or to set apart.
就是说要分别出来。
And you say, what am I being set apart to do?
那我们分别出来要做什么呢？
You're being set apart to look more like Jesus.
我们分别出来要更像耶稣。
We are to teach our children how to look more like Jesus.
我们要教导我们的孩子怎么样才可以更像耶稣。
How he thinks.
他怎么想。
What he does.
他怎么做。
How he forgives people.
他怎么原谅人。
How he blesses people.
祝福人。
You know, Paul says this in 2 Corinthians. He says, we are to be mirrors that reflect the light of God.The glory of God.
在哥林多后书里面呢，保罗就说我们要对着镜子反映主的荣光。
You know, everything in our society teaches us that we should teach our children to shine.
啊，我们的社会都教导我们，我们要教导自己的孩子怎么样才能发光。
Be the best, be number one.
总是要当第一，当最好的那个。
You know, shine brightly.
你们要发光发热。
And I have no problem with teaching our children to be the best person they can be.
我觉得这也没有不无道理。
But they need to know that's only found when they reflect the light of God.
但是他们必须要明白的是，他们要先反映主的荣光。
When you say, how am I supposed to reflect God's light and His character?
怎么样才能做到呢？
Paul says this. He says, there's a secret to this. He says, it's when Christ lives in you.
保罗说这个奥秘就是让基督住在你里面。
Now notice, Paul doesn't say, just follow Christ, just imitate Christ.
保罗并没有说你只是要模仿他就可以了。
He says the first step is letting Christ inhabit you, live inside of you.
他说第一件事情就是要让他先住在你里面。
See, we all have a heart.
我们都有一颗心。
And we fill our hearts with many different things.
我们的心被很多其他的事情占据。
And what happens when everything is filled is there's very little room for God.
如果我们的心占得 快被满满的时候，那神的位置在哪呢？
We say to God, God, you can have this closet that I've prepared for you. I have a gigantic house, but please have this closet.
我说啊，我们家的房子非常大，但是上帝，我就给你这一个小小的衣橱好了。
He said, God, don't touch anything else in this house, only the closet.
你只能去衣橱里面，你其他的地方都不能去。
See, if we could ask God to take up the whole heart, we would have done it already.
那如果我们可以把整颗心都献给上帝的话，那我们就可以做到了。
So sometimes God has to send something more drastic into our lives.
有时候神在我们生命当中会有一些大动作。
He has to send us a storm.
他会送来一些风浪。
So whatever is in your heart is dislodged and moves out.
那这些风浪呢，就帮你把心里面其他的东西给强行移出。
You know, one of the kindest things God can do for us is to let us suffer through a situation.
上帝给我们很大的一个恩典呢，就是我们可以在这个风浪当中，一直的走下去。
You see God most clearly when there's nothing else in your life.
如果你生命当中什么都没有的话，那你就可以看见神了。
Make no mistake, God will send the storm to win your heart.
上帝会让风浪进入你的生命当中，来赢得你的心。
Trust me, if there's another way, God would have thought of it.
如果有其他方式的话，上帝肯定早就做了。
But human beings are stubborn sometimes.
但是我们人真的是非常的顽固。
So God sometimes has to do something greater.
所以有时候神就要做这种大动作。
You know, psychologists have learned many years ago that if a child does not play outside and does not experience a broken bone or a scraped knee, they have many phobias growing up as adults.
有些心理学家做了这个研究，就是如果孩子们在小时候没有任何的失败，或者是不骨骼折什么之类的，他们可能长大的时候就会有很多的恐惧症。
Children need to learn to fail.
所以孩子们需要学习失败。
They need to learn that not everything is in their control.
他们要学习到，并不是所有的事情都在他们自己的掌控之中。
If you have a teenager here, they need to learn to fail well.
如果你们的孩子是青少年的话，他们就应该知道怎么样失败的漂亮。
Maybe it's to fail a test or even at a relationship.
比如说考试不及格，或者是关系破裂。
Because only when you fail is that when you learn that hard work and maturity that takes time.
因为在失败当中，我们才可以变得成熟，而这个是一个漫长的过程。
And we don't do things better when we fail just because we want to do things better.
我们有时候做事情并不是为了更好而更好。
We ultimately do it so.We learn to lean more on Jesus.
我们需要学会更亲近耶稣。
We learn to trust in God more.
我们需要更信任上帝。
We learn to be secure in who He made us.
我们需要在他给我们的创造当中有安全感。
Our children are being exposed to social media and the internet all the time and many forms of media.
我们现在的孩子天天上网，上社交网络等等。
And all the messages they're getting are, for the most part, wrong.
他们收到的很多信息其实都是错误的。
Who is shaping your children today?
那现在谁在塑造你的孩子呢？
We need to be.
我们需要塑造孩子。
It is our job to prepare them.
这是我们的工作。
And the second thing we need to do is to process with them.
第二件事情就是要与他们同行。
Now notice I didn't say solve the problem with them.
我可没有说要帮他们或者是为他们来解决问题。
We need to help them understand this.
我们需要帮他们理解这个东西。
That God always wants to do something in us, in them, before He does something through them.
就是说，神如果在呼召孩子为他做工之前，他肯定会先在他们身上做工。
Most of our prayers are to ask God to do something for us.
我们很多的祷告都是想求神来为我们做一些事情。
Maybe if you've been a Christian a long time, you ask God to do something through you.
可能你信主很多年了，你就会让神通过你做一些事情。
But how many of our prayers are asking God to do something in us?
但是我们有多少的祷告是让神在我们身上做工呢？
One of the most important themes, the most important lessons in the Bible is that in order for God to build you up in the inside, He has to lead you through difficulty on the outside.
我们学到的很多圣经的知识都告诉我们，如果要让神在我们身上做工，通过我们做工，我们就要先让神在我们身上做工。
Look at all these scriptural verses.
看经上有很多的故事。
Let me take you to Isaiah chapter 43.
比如说以赛亚书第43章。
It says, "When you pass through the rivers,"
他说，当你从水中经过
，I will be with you. When you
pass
through the waters, when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you.
当你渡过江河，水必不浸过你。
When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned.
你从水中行过，必不被烧。
The flames will not set you ablaze.
火焰也不着在你身上。
Now I know the prayer that I would pray.
我也这样祷告。
I would pray, God, would you help me build a bridge over the water?
你能不能帮我在河上面建一座桥，所以我能通过呢？
God, would you lead me around the river?
你能不能带我绕过这条河呢？
Would you never let me be near a fire?
你能不能不让我亲近任何的火源呢？
Lord, send the fire over there. Send it to someone else.
或者把火或者把水弄到别人身上。
But look at the passage. It says that you can do all those things because I am with you. I am your God.
但是经上说你这些东西都可以做，因为我与你同在，我是你的主。
When we conduct funerals, we use Psalm 23 a lot as the scripture.
在葬礼上面，我们经常用到这个经文诗篇。
And it says in that Psalm, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death."
二十三章，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
Now it doesn't say you walk in to the valley.
他没有说你要走进死荫的幽谷。
You don't walk in the valley.
不是在幽谷。
You don't walk around the valley.
不是绕过幽谷。
It says the journey is through the valley.
而是行过死荫的幽谷。
When you read this story in Matthew, what you find is when the disciples were on a boat, Jesus passed them by.
在马太福音大家读的时候也会发现耶稣其实是朝他们过去然后经过他们。
It actually in a parallel account in Mark chapter 6, it says that Jesus meant to pass them by.
在马可福音六章里面他说其实耶稣是故意就经过他们。
Meaning Jesus knew what he was doing.
是说耶稣他知道自己在干什么。
He didn't rescue them right away.
他没有立即的救那些人。
In fact, this is what the Bible says. It says, shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake.
然后在经上也说耶稣天亮的时候耶稣就在海面上走然后往门徒的方向走去。
When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified.
门徒看见他在海面上走的时候就惊慌了。
He said, it's a ghost.
他说是鬼。
And they cried out in fear.
然后他们喊叫特别害怕。
But listen to what Jesus, he says, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid.
但是耶稣说你们放心是我不要怕。
Now look at Jesus' response.
耶稣的反应是什么？
He doesn't seem worried at all.
他看起来一点儿也不担心。
You know, as parents, we need to listen to many requests from our children.
我们作为父母呢，经常会收到孩子们很多的要求。
If you have younger kids here, you get requests every minute.
如果你的孩子还小的话，可能他们一分钟就给你提一个要求。
Do you know the average mother gets 300 requests per day?
你知道，平均下来，母亲每一天可能会收到300个要求。
I read that in an article just recently.
我最近读到的。
Now I have three children.
我有三个小孩。
So you do the math.
大家算一下吧。
That's almost 1,000 requests per day.
大概一天有1000个要求。
Now there's my wife and I, so we split the requests maybe 500 and 500.
但是我妻子今天在这儿，所以我们就平均分配一个人500个要求。
Recently, my daughter lost her tooth.
最近呢，我的女儿掉了她的乳牙。
And she knows that when you lose a tooth, you put it under the pillow, and the tooth fairy will give you money.
然后她就知道有牙仙的故事，就是你掉牙了，把你的牙放在枕头下面，然后牙仙就会过来给你一枚硬币。
Now I don't know if you know about the tooth fairy, but it's a Western tradition.
牙仙这个呢是一个非常西方文化里面的重要元素。
When I was growing up, I might get 25 cents.
我小时候呢，可能得到的硬币是2.5毛。
But my daughter is a businesswoman.
但是我的女儿非常有经商头脑。
She said, "Tell the tooth fairy to give me $5."
她说，告诉牙仙我要5块钱。
My wife said, "That's too much. You know, we're spoiling her if we give her $5."
我太太说，那太多了，我们这不能太溺爱她。
I said, "We should give her $100 because she's so bold in her faith."
然后我说，我们应该给她100块，因为她的信心如此强大。
But you know, you see these requests come in all the time.
但是我们知道孩子们的要求很多。
And a good parent answers the most immediate request, the most urgent request.
一个好的家长呢，他肯定是先去回应那些最紧急的要求。
Now, if someone was crying out in a lake because their boat was about to turn over, I would try to do something.
如果有些人在海上面，然后船翻了的话，那我肯定会试图做一些事情啊。
I would call 911.
我会打911。
But Jesus doesn't seem like he's worried at all.
但是耶稣看起来一点都不慌张。
And the reason is because Jesus knows who he is.
为什么呢？因为耶稣知道自己是谁。
In fact, when he says, I am, it is I, when he says, it is I,
他说是我。
It's similar to Exodus chapter 3.
这跟出埃及记里面第三章很像。
When Moses was told that he would lead the Israelites out of Egypt, he said, he made many reasons why he couldn't do it.
当神要告诉摩西要去领导以色列人出埃及的时候呢，摩西说我不能做，做不了。
God does not explain much. He simply says, I am who I am.
但是神他怎么说？他说我是自有拥有的。
He says, tell the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you.
告诉以色列人是我派遣的你。
See, when a storm comes into our lives, do you know who he is?
所以当神来到我们当中的时候，我们能认出来他吗？
Now look at what happens. Peter responds.
然后彼得说什么？
He says, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to the water.
他说主啊，如果是你的话，就叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
Now I really like Peter.
我非常喜欢彼得。
Because Peter is so human.
因为彼得他非常的接地气儿。
He doesn't always have the right answers.
他并不一定是那个总是能答对问题的人。
He makes a lot of mistakes.
他犯了很多的错。
Denies Jesus when Jesus needed him the most.
他否定了耶稣。
When Jesus came in his glory, Peter said, let's build three hotels here so we can see this forever.
然后在山上的时候，彼得也跟耶稣说，我们在这儿建三个帐篷吧。
Yet Peter had such childlike faith.
所以彼得他的信仰呢，很像一个小孩的信仰。
He's the first to ask questions.
他总是第一个问问题。
He's the first to answer questions.
第一个回答问题。
Peter, in fact,was told that Jesus told Peter that he was the rock on which he's going to build his church.
耶稣也告诉彼得说你是教会的磐石。
You know, I think if I was in a boat with all the pastors,
我在想说如果我在这个船上和其他的教牧一起的话呢，
I know what I would do.
我知道我会怎么做。
If there's a storm, I'm in the middle of a storm,
如果风浪来了的话，
and I see who I think is a ghost,
我看到远方有一个鬼，
And I'm very scared.
我就会非常害怕。
I know what I would do.
我会怎么做呢？
I would say, Pastor Steve.
我说傅牧师啊。
You go first.
你先来。
If I see he doesn't sink, I'll go next.
如果我看到他没有沉下去的话，我就会跟随他的脚步。
But look at Peter. Peter, he doesn't do all the right things. He's not the best Sunday school boy, but he does the right things when at the right times.
但是彼得呢，他不一定是最优秀的学生，但是他总是在对的时间做对的事。
See, in the Bible, there are four things that always happen.
在圣经里面，每一个故事都会有四个元素。
First, there's a call to do something.
首先是要有呼召。
Abraham was called.
亚伯拉罕被呼召。
David was called.
大卫被呼召。
Moses was called.
摩西被呼召。
But number two, there's a fear that sets in.
第二就是总是伴随着这个人的恐惧。
They say, I can't do it.
他说我不行。
I'm scared.
我太怕了。
Number three, there's always a promise of God's reassurance.
第三就是神肯定会给你保证承诺。
God always says, I'm with you.
上帝总说我与你同在。
I'm the Lord your God, do not be afraid.
我是你的神，不要害怕。
Now what's the fourth thing?
那第四个呢？
There's a decision.
决定。
Peter made a decision.
彼得做了一个决定。
Sometimes it may not be even the right decision.
有些时候不一定是对的决定。
But the key is to make a decision.
但是关键就是我们要做决定。
When your children go through a storm,
当你的孩子经历风浪的时候，
maybe they've been hurt by a friend, maybe they lose their job,
可能被伤害了或者失业了，
maybe the pressure of school is too much,
学业压力太大了，
or there's a health crisis or relationship crisis,
或者健康问题啊，关系问题啊，
our job is to teach our children to take the first step to trust God.
我们的工作就是要教导我们的孩童，首先要信上帝。
We don't have to figure all the answers out for them.
我们不一定帮他们解决所有问题。
In fact, most of the time, we can't figure everything out for them.
而且我们不能帮他解决所有问题。
We certainly can't solve all their problems.
我们不是全能的。
But we tell them, trust God.
但是我们告诉他们信上帝。
You see, in this story, there's a boat.
在这个故事里面有一个船。
Everybody, all of us here have a boat as well.
我们在座的每一位都有一艘船。
What's your boat?
你的船是什么？
You say, I don't know what my boat is.
我说我不知道我的船是什么。
I'll simply ask you one question. What is your biggest fear?
换一个问题，就是你们最大的恐惧是什么？
Whatever creates fear in you when you think about leaving it, that's your boat.
你如果想要放弃的时候，然后你就想说什么最让我恐惧？那这个东西就是你的那个船。
See, what I love about Peter is that even though he didn't understand everything, he understood the most important thing.
彼得最好的一点就是他不懂所有的东西，但是他懂那个最重要的东西。
He understood that following Jesus, even though the cost is high, is an adventure.
他知道要跟随耶稣，哪怕代价很高，但是也是一次很好的冒险。
And that, like every adventure, some things don't go your way.
有些时候我们这个旅程呢，并不是按照自己的想法去走的。
But there is a great reward at the end.
但是我们最后都会有丰盛的奖赏。
See, some of you have experiences. You get out of the boat.
有些时候我们可能会下了船。
And you trust God.
然后信上帝。
And you start to walk towards God.
然后你们开始在行走。
You see him at a distance.
我们看到上帝可能在远方。
But usually what happens is a storm comes.
但是有时候呢，可能风浪会进入来。
And you can't see God as clearly anymore.
看不清上帝了。
And so the natural human thing to do is focus on the storm.
所以我们可能比较自然的反应就是要看到，只能看到风浪。
You have to ask yourself this question. Are my eyes focused on the storm, or the situation, or focused on the Savior?
那我们就要问自己，我现在是定睛在我们的救主身上，还是在我们的处境当中？
We sink when we focus on the storm.
我们如果定睛在风浪当中，我们一定会下沉。
See, parents, we need to teach our children to focus on the Savior.
所以我们作为父母要教导孩子，一定要聚焦在主身上。Actually,
that every opportunity, every obstacle is an opportunity.
每一次的危机都可以变成转机。It's
an opportunity to do the third thing, and this is the most important.
那接下来就是第三件事情是最重要的。It's
to point them to Jesus.
就是要引导他们认识耶稣。You
can prepare the way, prepare them for the storm.
预备他们。You
can process what's happening with them.
与他们同行。
But ultimately, you need to point them to Jesus.
但是最重要的就是要指引他们面向耶稣。
If you're falling off a cliff,
如果大家坠落悬崖的时候,
you're going to reach for anything.
大家可能就是会乱抓东西。
Maybe it's a branch.
可能是一个树枝。
Now at that point, it's not your faith in the branch that saves you, it's the strength of the branch.
那一刻呢，是你的对这个树枝的信仰来救了你，还是你树枝是够粗，所以才可以救你的呢？
In fact, when you're falling, you grab onto a branch. You don't need too much faith.
当你掉落的时候，你可能不需要太多的信心。
You need just enough.
你只需要一个够粗的树枝。
When Peter started sinking, he said this, "Lord, save me." Three words.
彼得在下沉的时候呢，他又说。 主救我三个字儿。
Sometimes the shortest prayer is the most heartfelt.
有时候呢，我们最短的祷告就是最有力量的。
Sometimes we go to a prayer meeting.
有时候我们去祷告会。
And there are three people in our group.
三人一组祷告。
And so the first person prays.
第一个人祷告了。
The second person prays.
第二个人。
And it's your turn.
然后现在该您了。
Now what are you thinking?
那你怎么想的？
You're thinking I need to pray at least as long as the first or second guy.
你想的是，哦，我的祷告一定至少要比他们长。
If I pray too short, they may think I'm not very spiritual.
如果我的祷告太短的话，他们觉得我不属灵。But
you know what? God looks at not the length of our prayer, but the sincerity of our prayer.
但是，我们祷告的长度救不了我们，而是我们的诚意度。See,
at the end of the day, Peter understood his God.
所以到最后，这个彼得就懂了上帝。He
had enough faith to ask Jesus.
他有足够的信心来请求耶稣救他。
If I was in the water, I know what I'd do.
我在水里的时候，我会做什么？
I would try to swim back to the boat.
我可能会游向船。I
would say, throw a life jacket.
给我一个救生衣。But
Peter said, no, Lord, you save me.
但是彼得说，不，主救我。And
it says that Jesus immediately took him and reached out and grabbed him.
然后耶稣立马就伸手要救他。And
it's such an interesting way of saving a person.
这个感觉是一个挺有意思救人的方式。
If I was God, I would snap my fingers and the sea would part.
如果我是神的话，我可能就弹指，然后让水打开。
Or snap my fingers and Peter would just rise.
或者就是直接让彼得升上来。But
Jesus does something so intimate. He grabs him and he pulls him up.
但是耶稣做了一个非常亲密的事情，就是他亲手拉住彼得。It's
actually a beautiful picture of how God saves us.
我们好好想象一下，神是如何救我们的。
Because he came to the planet and he was vulnerable.
然后他来到了我们这个世界上，并且他是一个脆弱的人。
He became one of us.
他成为我们当中的一员。
And he suffered with us.
而且他和我们一起受苦。
And he suffered for us.
而且他为我们受苦。
So that we could have his life in us.
所以我们可以在他的生命当中得着。
See, faith alone does not save you.
所以信仰这个东西，它自己不能救你。
You need to have faith in the right thing.
你们要信一个正确的东西。
Faith is important, though.
信仰非常重要。
Because faith is what applies God's love and His work to your life.
因为信仰它是可以让你的这个神的生命来进入到你的生活当
中。Paul says that you're saved by grace through faith.
我们说是因信而得救。
The key is what do you put your faith in?
但是我们信的到底是什么呢？
See, there's a myth in this story.
在这个故事当中其实有一个迷思。
The myth is this, the safest place is in the boat.
就是最安全的地方是船吗？
When it's not true, the safest place is in the presence of Jesus.
不是，最安全的地方是与耶稣同在。
See, whatever your boat is, know that one day it will sink.
不管你的船是什么，有一天它会下沉的。
And I think this is what we need to teach our children. Don't put your faith in the boat.
我们需要教导孩子不要把他的信心放在那条船上。
Your career will only last a few decades.
你的职业生涯可能只持续几十年。
Your house will be sold one day.
你的房子早晚有一天会被卖。
Relationships can and will be broken.
关系可能会破碎。
Your possessions will be lost.
你的财产可能会损失。
They won't even last in this life, let alone the next life.
这一世不会损失，但下一世也会。
Don't put your faith in the boat.
所以不要把信心放在船上。
Put your faith in Jesus.
放在耶稣里。
See, if you put your faith in Jesus when the storm comes, God has a promise for you.
所以当风浪来的时候，如果我们信耶稣的话，那我们就可以得到神的应许。
If you trust God, God will work in your life.
如果你信任神的话，他就会在你的生命当中做工。
Then he'll work through your life.
而且他也会通过你们做工。
And he will do incredible things in your life.
他会做一些奇异的事情。
And that's my prayer for your children and my children as well.
所以我也会为你们的孩子和我自己的孩子这样祷告。
They will do greater things than you and I could ever done.
神做的事情肯定是比我们都做得更好。
They will pray bolder prayers.
有一些非常大胆的祷告。
They will reach people that you and I could not reach for Jesus.
他们可以会涉及到一些我们根本就涉及不到的人。
And we raise our hands, we say, that I want my child to be like that.
我们都说我想让我的孩子也可以做到那样。
Then we have to trust God when the storm comes.
所以在风浪来临的时候，我们一定要信任神。
I want to end with a simple prayer.
现在我们祷告。
Shall we bow our heads?
低头祷告。
Father, we thank you that you always listen to us.
神，感谢你们总是倾听我们。
That you never abandon us.
从来不离弃我们。
And though, Lord, sometimes storms do come.
有些时候人生风浪确实会进入。
We know they don't last.
我们知道它不会持久。
Father, help us to put our trust in you.
让我们信任你啊，神。
Because any boat that we put our trust in, it will sink one day.
因为我们不管乘什么样的船，它总有一天会下沉。
Father, you care for each one of us because you're the perfect father.
但是神，你看顾我们，因为你是一个完美的父亲。
Some of us need to know your love this morning, this afternoon.
我们需要知道我们自己的爱在哪里。
Some of us have failed in many ways.
可能我们人生当中有很多失败。
But you are a God of many chances.
但是你给我们了很多机会。
And you can turn bad into good.
但是你可以把坏的东西变成好的。
Father, sometimes Father's Day is a difficult day for people.
有些时候父亲节呢会是一个比较难过的日子。
I pray that we would know your forgiveness.
但是我祈求能够得到您的原谅。
And we would give forgiveness.
我们也会原谅他人。
Maybe some of us need to forgive our fathers.
可能有些时候我们要自己原谅自己的父亲。
Some of us need to forgive our children.
或者要原谅自己的孩子。
Whatever is needed, Lord, we all need you.
我们时刻需要您，神。
Come into our lives and change us from the inside out.
进入我们的生命，翻新我们的生命。
We trust you, we love you, Lord.
我们相信您，爱你，神。
In your precious Son's name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.